Blackstone Audio presents Extricating Young Gussie by P.G. Woodhouse. This book is read by David Ian Davies.
She sprang it from me before breakfast. There, in seven words, you have a complete character sketch of my Aunt Agatha. I could go on indefinitely about brutality and lack of consideration. I merely say that she routed me out of bed to listen to her painful story, somewhere in the small hours. It can't have been 11:30, when Jeeves, my man, woke me out of the dreamless and broke the news. "Mrs. Gregson to see you, sir?" I thought she must be walking in her sleep, but I crawled out of bed and got into a dressing gown. I knew Aunt Agatha well enough to know that if she'd come to see me, she was going to see me. That's the sort of woman she is. She was sitting bolt upright in a chair, staring into space. When I came in, she looked at me in that darn critical way that always makes me feel as if I had gelatin where my spine ought to be. Aunt Agatha is one of those strong-minded women. I should think Queen Elizabeth must have been something like her. She bosses her husband, Spencer Gregson, a battered little chappie on the stock exchange. She bosses my cousin, Gussie Mannering Phipps. She bosses her sister-in-law, Gussie's mother. And worst of all, she bosses me. She has an eye like a man-eating fish, and she has got moral suasion down to a fine point. I dare say there are fellows in the world, men of blood and iron, don't you know, and all that sort of thing, whom she couldn't intimidate. But if you're a chappie like me, fond of a quiet life, you simply curl in...